Setting the bar's time. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting your $825,000 lawsuit thrown out because you were caught throwing Christmas trees, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Why are we suing? What's happening?
Well, listen. There is a woman who was in a car accident about 7 years ago. All right. Vehicle rear-ended. She filed a personal injury lawsuit for about $825,000, right? She was left with a disabling condition, right? Couldn't work for more than 5 years, had constant back and neck pain, couldn't play with her children, carry out basic chores. She couldn't even take out the trash, which, I mean, if you are actually suffering from chronic debilitating pain,
that might be a bright spot right there.
Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, there is nothing worse. Like, you just want it to go away, right?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, the case had kind of been tied up for a while. And then recently, the court was shown a newspaper photo from 2018. That was about a year after the crash, right?
Okay.
And it showed this woman participating in a Christmas tree throwing contest.
Oh, no.
Which sounds fun, right? I mean, it sounds great. It looked like she had a lot of lift on that Christmas tree. And
yeah, I mean, she probably could take out the trash.
She's heaving this large spruce tree in the photo that was taken of her.
Oh, boy. Oh, that is going to throw a wrench in your argument.
Now, she said, even though in the picture I looked happy, I was in excruciating pain.
I was putting on a show for the cameras.
I know.
I knew I was being photographed.
Yeah.
It was an event. I wanted everyone to think I was having a good time, but inside I was dying.
Right. Well, the judge didn't buy it and threw out her case like she threw that Christmas tree. But again, if you are dealing with chronic debilitating pain, there's probably some things you can't do. And that's enter a Christmas tree throwing contest.
Yeah. So that does, that calls into doubt the legitimacy of your claims.
It does. You know, and if she actually was suffering from some pain, that stinks. But like, come on now.
Right, yeah.
Come on now.
That is going to be a little counterproductive for the argument you're trying to make.
Yep, there you go.
I can't even take out the trash. Well, you took that trash out.
You did.
You seem to be doing okay with that one.
You did. All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without losing $825,000 because you were caught throwing Christmas trees, you are doing okay.
Dang.
All right, that's your setting the bar story.